Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, December 13th, 2021, 6:01 p.m. Scott, could you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
Present.
Randy Hayes. Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the December 13th, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you. Before we start with the official business, I want to mention again the Kyle Blanchard 3170 State Highway J, Kirbyville, has been withdrawn. So if there's anyone here for that rezoning, that has been withdrawn. The other item I'd like to mention, if you feel comfortable, more comfortable being out in the hallway, we're going to go out and ask for people to be brought back in. So if you'd like to go out and take a seat, more than welcome to do that. And we'll be sure that we get everybody that comes in for the public hearing. And after your case that you're interested in speaking at public hearing, if you would consider after it's been voted upon, you don't have to stay for the meeting, so you can head out to free up some space for everyone. And we have an unusual situation where several are from the same area, so we're gonna attempt to combine them for the initial overview and public hearing. We will vote on each one separately. And the last item before we get started, just so everyone's aware, on the rezoning, what the Planning Commission does is recommend approval or denial to the Taney County Commission. So what is voted on tonight is not the final action. It will actually be December 20th on Monday is when that will take place. So the first item tonight is review and action. We have two sets of meeting minutes. First will be November 4th, 2021, special session meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none. Anyone make a motion to approve? Okay, got a motion. Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Second, we have the November 8th, 2021 Planning Commission meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, a motion?
Move to approve the November 8th minutes.
Have a motion. May we get a second?
Second.
Got a second? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Next item will be a limit on time during public hearing.
I'll make a motion to limit it to 4 minutes, not including the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor, 4 minutes, not including the applicant.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And we will move right into public hearing and final vote on rezoning. We've got 4MIN Development LLC rezone one parcel off of Buchanan Road from A1 agricultural to C2. Scott?
Yes, so your applicant, 4MIN, applicant owner, 4MIN Development LLC, seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of parcel number 83.0-8-000-000-010.000, owned by 4MIN Development LLC, located off Buchanan Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, subject property is approximately 33.89 acres in size with no structures on the property. Property will be served by Public Water District number 3 for water and City of Branson for sewer for wastewater. Access to the parcel is off Buchanan Road. So Meeks Lumber, Lloyd's, transfer station, here's our subject property. Branson Middle School, High School. Here's our zoning designation. Of course, the dark is the City of Branson. And at that, I can pull it up on Beacon. I'd turn it over to the applicant's representative.
Applicant representative.
Hi, I'm Todd Chow with CPWG Engineering, representing 4MIN Development LLC.
My name is Glenn Green. I'm an attorney in Springfield, and I'm attorney and authorized agent for 4MIN Development LLC.
Okay. You want to give an overview?
Yeah, my client is in the process of trying to get this property rezoned. We're currently surveying the property right now for a topo survey and boundary survey as well. They'd like to do a commercial development, including several warehouse office-style buildings with kind of a loop road that kind of meanders through the proposed development. Like Scott said, we'll have access to Public Water Supply District number 3 and City of Branson Sewer. Obviously, with connection to City of Branson Sewer, the property will eventually be up for annexation because I have to sign an annexation agreement in order to be able to facilitate sewer access for the property. We will have to bore underneath the road, so I'll work with Devin on the plans for that, be able to tie in sewer because there's a manhole basically that's at the north edge of Branson Hills that we'll be tying into for this project. So. And then, obviously, we'll be coordinating with Mr. Huff as well for driveway access. There's a couple of existing drives. There's one to the, the west side of the Branson Alternative School, and then there's a old culvert crossing that's on the east side of the Branson Alternative School. So we're going to have an entry point and an exit point, as long as we can work with Devin and get the spacing and site distance correct as well. Any other questions?
What's the total acreage?
Almost 34 acres.
34 acres. Any questions for the applicant?
How big of a bore are you talking about?
It'll be an 8-inch soil, so it'll probably be a 12-inch bore.
Okay. What was the process again on the annexation?
In order to connect to the City of Branson sewer line that's across the street, that makes every property eligible for annexation. They have to sign an agreement with the city, basically saying the city's option to whether or not they allow the property annex in or not. So
that bore will have to go across. It'll have to go underneath the 12-inch main for Water District 3 on the north side of the road, right?
That's correct. We'll have to maintain a minimum separation of 18 inches, or we'll have to do a cased.
Okay.
Yep.
You're aware of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dino makes me aware of it.
Okay. Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? For the application?
Not for, sorry.
Okay. Anyone signed up in opposition that would like to speak? Okay. If you guys want to have a seat.
My name is Gay Cooper. I own adjoining property to this development, and I'm not against the development. I just have a concern with the runoff because my property is in the valley off of 207 Lafayette Lane, and the runoff, when they take all the vegetation, that comes down and goes into a natural pond that was created when we bought the property, but that will also periodically run over a county-maintained road. So what are the plans to prevent this?
Todd, if you'll, let's let her finish, and then once you guys.
That's just my big concern because my property is down in the valley there. So I get runoff from everywhere. When Branson built their school, it brought in earth. It brought in enormous amounts of water down a wet weather branch that is on that property.
Okay.
That comes down through there. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Scott, where is she located at?
Here's the pond, and here's her parcel. Here's our big parcel.
Yep.
So there's her, and there's the pond. I tried to get the contours on, but they didn't go.
And that's the county road just the other side of the pond?
Lafayette. You'd have to ask Devin on that one.
Yes.
Lafayette.
Okay. Yep. There's a little spot right here. You see the contour. There's the valley.
Anyone else that signed up to speak on this application?
Just in response to her question, we will be putting a stormwater detention pond that's able to handle all the runoff from this development, and that will basically bring the runoff rate from this site to below pre-developed conditions. That's part of the Taney County requirements. So we hope to address her issue. It will be designed for a 100-year event. There are possibilities that there's an event exceeding the 100-year that could trickle out some water, but we anticipate that this will relieve a lot of the existing issues because there is currently no detention on the property. And we understand that we are increasing the impervious surface, and we'll take that into account with our stormwater design. And that'll be also submitted to Taney County for review.
Thank you.
Todd, on that, get with me on the hydrology when you get done. Because right now, currently, we have an 18-inch pipe going under Lafayette that you probably have to.
Okay. Yep.
But give me what you come up with.
Sure.
Determine on the pipe size.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll have a CFS flow that we're post-developed flow for different events, so that way you guys can analyze that as necessary, too. So, yep, no problem.
Any other questions for the applicant? Again, what this is a recommended approval or denial to go December 20th to the Taney County Commission. So do we have enough before us for a motion to be considered or any discussion amongst ourselves? Comments, questions?
We have to get approval from Branson also.
Yeah, it's going to be per City of Branson requirements, just knowing that the annexation is going to be going through. I'm sure since it's a commercial property, they'll want to annex it into the city as soon as we sign that sewer. Probably before, because we haven't had our discussion with the City of Branson Utilities Department yet.